It's December 2020. Welcome to Muse News, the BCMA's monthly museum sector news podcast. Each month, we recap some of the latest breaking news, happenings, and announcements from museums, galleries, and heritage organizations across BC and beyond. I'm Lorenda.
And I'm Ryan.
Join us as we explore the latest Muse news. Over to you, Ryan.
One of BC's iconic structures to be rebuilt. The Museum of Anthropology's Great Hall will be seismically upgraded with isolation technology. The Museum of Anthropology at UBC is one of the province's most iconic structures, a West Coast modern building with Haida and Japanese aesthetics that brings the outdoors inside. The focal point of Arthur Erickson's design is the Great Hall, a grand open space that soars 5 stories high. But that height and openness could be a big problem in an earthquake. So the Great Hall is being rebuilt with a base isolation system, the latest in seismic technology. Quote, you put the hall itself on basically rubber base isolators and then move in a slightly different way from the rest of the building, explains Nick Milokovic, a longtime associate of Erickson who is the architect on this project.
Across British Columbia, arts and music organizations, performers, and industry professionals have had to cancel upcoming events due to the expanded and extended health measures announced by BC Provincial Health Officer Dr. Bonnie Henry. As the new restrictions, which will continue until December 7th, will unfortunately serve as yet another financial blow to the arts industry during the pandemic, and approval of municipal funding for arts and cultural groups has come at a critical time. The City of Vancouver announced that City Council approved $2.5 million in support grants from the new COVID-19 Cultural Impact Critical Assistance Program. The program was launched on September 23rd, allowing arts and cultural nonprofits to apply for grants up to $25,000. This one-time grant and in-kind access to Vancouver Civic Theatre's facilities will provide support for 103 arts and cultural nonprofit organizations, particularly those that are for marginalized communities that have been impacted by the pandemic. The grants will assist restart programs and equity initiatives. The city has also continued its partnership with Creative BC through the second iteration of the Vancouver Music Fund. The municipal fund, the first of its kind in North America, provides support to artists and groups for creating demos, producing their first music videos, and accessing professional development opportunities.
Prince George's Celebration of Lights at the Railway Museum moves to a drive-through event. Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum's annual event is continuing in a new way. The Central BC Railway and Forestry Museum's Celebration of Lights is moving to a COVID-friendly drive-through format. You won't be able to walk through the museum grounds this year, but you'll still see the beauty of the lights display from the safety of your own vehicle with your own family bubble. There'll be over 100,000 lights and light displays, rail cars and buildings to see as you drive through the designated route. You can turn on holiday tunes, slow down your vehicle, and take a tour through the frozen wonder of the museum's 8-acre industrial park.
Vote for a tree, get a chance to win a $100 gift card. That's the message the Museum of Surrey is sending out in its second annual Cloverdale Christmas Tree Tours. We are thrilled to welcome back the festival and to be able to enjoy the spirit of the season and celebrate local organizations and businesses in our local community, said Sandra Borger from the Museum of Surrey in a press release issued November 17th.
An international report shows the situation for museums has improved since the spring, but it still offers a stark vision for the future. The International Council of Museums has issued a follow-up report to a startling survey it released in May, suggesting that nearly 13% of museums around the world could close permanently because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The report issued this week, which gathered responses from nearly 900 museums around the world from between September 7th and August 18th, offers more hope than bleak takeaways from the survey in the spring. It shows that the COVID-19 pandemic is still greatly impacting institutions, with more than half participants predicting that their institutions will have to operate with reduced programming. On a brighter side, just 6.1% now believe that their institutions will have to close permanently. While the statistics are hardly cause for celebration, they reflect a situation for museums around the world that might not be as bad as initially feared. Nevertheless, a statement from ICOM accompanying the report reiterates its calls for policymakers to urgently allocate relief funds to assisting museums, so that they may continue serving their public mission. More than half of surveyed institutions say they received no rent breaks, emergency funding, or compensations for losses of staff or salaries.
Hollywood star and Vancouver native Seth Rogen has voiced his support for Vancouver Art Gallery's Giving Tuesday campaign. On Twitter, Rogen asked those who have the resources to make a donation to my hometown art gallery. The art gallery, he continued, needs our support more than ever. You too can say you support VAG, and who doesn't want to support VAG? Rogan's tweet comes on the heels of the fundraising campaign seeking support from Vancouver and the rest of BC to offer immediate support to this iconic and beloved institution with a donation. Since reopening in June, admissions revenues, important income that allows the gallery to continue its operations, has kept its distance from the 89-year-old art institution. While the summer months are usually the busiest for the Vancouver Art Gallery, the pandemic putting a stop to international tourism has caused attendance to drop to 20% of visitation seen in previous years.
Courtney Museum releases a coffee table book about the Comox Valley. The Courtney and District Museum has released a new coffee table book called Step Into Wilderness. This hardcover book provides the backstory to many outdoor locations in and around the Comox Valley and features more than 150 images. The photographs are the star of the show, from a group of friends in a snowball fight on the Forbidden Plateau to a fisher displaying a big catch from the Comox Bay. These historic photos highlight the fun and hard work by those naturally inclined to the great outdoors.
A job she fell into about 25 years ago changed Diane Toop's life for the better. "It's made me," said Toop, the Station House Gallery executive director and exhibit coordinator. "Before that, I really did not know who I was. It's been the biggest blessing in my life, for sure." Being employed at the same place has also given her continuity, she said, noting she loves working with and supporting artists. Seeing women who attended art classes at the gallery as children, then eventually bringing their own children for classless, is also rewarding. Her son Dylan was home visiting, and during a walk with Toop from work to home, with stops at the bank and two other places, he couldn't believe how many people she knew. "It's really a Mayberry moment," she said, referring to the Andy Griffin Show from the 1960s. Her foray into the Station House began as a volunteer in 1995, and within a year she was the shop manager before she took the roles she has today. Toop's roots go a long way back in Williams Lake. Her grandfather, Leonard James, was the telegraph operator, and the family lived in a little house where the Williams Lake and District Credit Union is today. Her mother, Valerie James, moved to Vancouver as an adult and worked at the Bank of Montreal. Valerie would often return home to visit and was at a party in Lac La Hache when she met her future husband, Warner Toop. "I had a younger sister, Carol, who we lost last year, two brothers and a stepbrother," Toop said. "Our mother passed away when I was 10. After the death of her mom, Toop said she went into a bit of a tailspin and dropped out of secondary school. She had a home, but was a bit of a street kid," she added. "She met a man and moved to Vancouver, where she had two sons, Dylan and Kelly. When the relationship with her father ended, she moved back to Williams Lake with her boys. After about a year, I realized Williams Lake is where I'm supposed to be," she recalled. As she was raising her sons, she went to Caribou College and took medical transcription and found the course that was a bit of a slog because she hadn't finished high school. A self-described late bloomer, she added she got a driver's license when she was 37. Toop has shared her life with Clayton Allen for about 20 years and said they'd known each other since she was 13. Allen can be seen volunteering at the Station House on a regular basis, helping out the front desk or doing maintenance. Toop said Williams Lake is her home and she cannot imagine living anywhere else. "Sometimes I find things disheartening, but I love it here. The Station House is kind of my home too." While she was living in Vancouver and would come home for visits, she would always get a shiver when the car would round the corner on Highway 97 and she could see the lake. "I always felt like I was home when I saw the lake." When Toop isn't working, she loves to garden at home and tend to her backyard chickens. She has two grandsons, and Alan has two granddaughters and one grandson who they love spending time with whenever they can.
An immersive Christmas carol is being planned for the Roadhouse Museum beginning December 8, 2020. Walk with the spirits of Christmas this season at Roadhouse. Chains clank, spirits appear, and voices swirl as you tread in the footsteps of Ebenezer Scrooge and witness the shadows of Christmas, past, present, and yet to come. Immerse yourself in Charles Dickens' classic tale, A Christmas Carol, inside this unique Victorian home in the heart of Vancouver's West End. This world premiere production by famous artists is filled with sound and visual effects that will bring this well-loved Christmas story to life. Timed entry tickets will ensure safety and an intimate experience within Scrooge's world. Bring your bubble to the home of the world's most famous miser.
Plans to expand the Shawnigan Lake Museum have gotten a boost with a $250,000 contribution from the Island Coastal Economic Trust. ICET's funding for the estimated $1,827,000 expansion project comes from its Economic Infrastructure and Innovation Program. The museum is expanding to provide much-needed space to display the facility's unique collections, develop new exhibits, as well as attract new events. This project builds on Shawinigan's Lake recognition as a regional recreation destination and will help diversify and broaden its reputation as a cultural and heritage draw, said ICET Chairman Aaron Stone. Prioritizing tourism funding to address gap in growth areas is essential to our work, especially now, and the museum's expansion has the potential to become a significant attraction for the region. The Shawinigan Lake Historical Society is leading the project to triple the museum's floor plan. The expansions will create a new exhibit area showcasing the museum's entire collection of original E.J. Hughes drawings, as well as new E.J. Hughes acquisitions. The expansion will also facilitate an improved visitor experience and more comprehensive display of the popular Kinsel Trussell exhibit, including more archival records, construction photos, and improvements to the Kinsel Trussell model. A new Cowichan Tribes exhibit in collaboration with Cowichan Tribes is also being developed. The museum is a gateway to visitors in the South Cowichan region and plays a role in promoting the tourism assets in the South Cowichan area, said the museum's executive director. This project will not only allow for an improved visitor experience, but will also provide catalysts for new business development in the area, cultural programming for children and youth, and cultural benefits through community activities and safe gathering spaces. In addition to developing the display and exhibit areas, several other spaces at the museum are planned to be created or enlarged. A larger gift shop will provide opportunities for local artists and artisans to have their projects displayed and purchased. A multi-purpose room, known as the Great Room, will be built to accommodate events, traveling collections, group visits, and rental spaces. And a 500-square-foot archives and research area, as well as a 200-square-foot public community living room, will be developed, and a new, open, and spacious lobby with a reception area and public washrooms will also be created.
I'm Ryan, and this was Muse News for December 2020. On behalf of the team at the BCMA, we hope you have a happy holiday season, and we'll see you in the Muse New Year.
Ho, 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 and happy holidays, Ryan.